Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to open your word today. We ask that you guide and lead all that are listening, that might be a word, a message for this time and for this day and for those that are listening. We just ask that your beloved Son would be lifted up and honored in what we have to say this morning. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Good morning, and it's good to be with you as we're in our study in the book of John, the Gospel according to John. We're in chapter 5, and in times past when I've been with you, we've looked at this chapter. The first portion of the chapter, it speaks of how the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here in his earthly ministry, healed a man on the Sabbath day, and the unbelieving Jewish people, those leaders of the Jews of that day, rebuked him for healing someone on the Sabbath day. Yet we saw in other places, such as in Mark, that Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. And we see that by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ. So as we see that story in the first 16 verses, then the response that the Lord Jesus gives begins at verse 17, when he said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." There he declares his equality with the Father. And as we've been looking at chapter 5, we've seen how this chapter shows that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as there is one Godhead, and he is the second person of the Godhead, the Son of God, and we see that he is equal with the Father as the source of life and giver of life. He is the one that is equal with the Father in judgment. All judgment has been given to him, to the Son, it says in verse 22. He is equal in works. As in the beginning, in Genesis 1, it said, "Let us go down and make man." And in John 1:1, it says, "And the Word was with God, the Word was God, and all things that was made by Him. Not anything that was made without Him." So we see equal in works, as He is the Creator. And yet we also see that today, as we pick up in verse 23, that this one, the Lord Jesus Christ, is equal with the Father in honor. Let's pick up at verse 22 in these series of points that is made of how the Father and the Son are equal. Yet we realize that there is the order of the Godhead. 1 Corinthians 11 points that out. We see that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there is an order in the Trinity, yet equality. We see here the Son of God. In verse 22, "For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him." So here we see that the Son of God is equal to the Father in judgment and honor. We've already looked at judgment, but here we see his equality in honor. One interesting note that I run across one time in these two verses, concerning these two verses, it speaks of how it's normal. This good brother mentioned this. It's normal to think of honor in connection with the Father. But when we see that he gives the judgment, has given it over to the Son, this shows by no mistake that the Son is equal as well in honor. We think of how in a family situation of honoring your parents, honor your father, and yet we think of the Son of God having the judgment giving over and committed into his hands shows the equality of honor to him as well as God the Father. So as we think about his equality with the Father, we think of honor. What is honor? We see in the New Testament where it speaks of honoring those that are spiritual leaders, speaks of how we're to honor those that have authority over us. We're told to honor those that, as it says in 1 Peter and Romans 13, those that have rule over us, such as the authorities, the government. We see it in many places. Ephesians 6:2 reminds us of one of the Ten Commandments of how we're to honor our mother and our father. This is the first commandment with promise that we may live long. So we see honor. We are to be vessels of honor, not vessels of dishonor. As it speaks of us believers, that we should have possessed our bodies as honors, as vessels of honor as we serve the Lord. And then we see in John 19, a tremendous example by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We see there is he's hanging upon the cross, and there's the seven sayings from the cross from the Lord Jesus Christ, one of which is this, when he said, when there was those women around the foot of the cross, and there was a disciple, John, and he said, "Behold, thy mother." First he said, "Woman, behold thy son." And then he turned to John and said, "Behold, thy mother." So we see there, as an example from the Lord Jesus himself, as he committed to a believer the care of his mother, as he was about to leave this scene, he was about to give up the ghost, he was about to commend his spirit unto the Father, and to willingly give his life for us, as he was there upon that cross. But in that, he was commending his mother to a faithful believer, this man John. John was called the disciple whom Jesus loved. A faithful brother was the one that he committed his mother to. Honor your mother and father, your father and mother, as the scripture tells us, to honor them. Well, we see here an example by our Lord himself. But if we go on in John 5, speaking of what is honor, verse 41 he says, "I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Here he speaks of how men receive honor from other men. They receive honor of other men, but yet he said, "You will not receive me as I come in my Father's name." This is interesting, for when we look over in other places in the scripture, as we'd like to do just for a moment, turn with me to John 8, 48. Let's pick up here. It says, "Then the Jews said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death." It goes on to speak about Abraham, and then he speaks on into verse 58, "Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And of course, then they took up stones to cast at the Lord Jesus. For here he claims his eternality, that he was, but even before Abraham, he ties himself in with the Jehovah of the Old Testament when he said, "I am before Abraham was, I am." So we see there, as he said back in verse 50, or 49 rather, that "I honor my Father," the Lord Jesus said, "and ye do dishonor me." What does this mean? He was coming in the Father's name, but many of the people round about him would dishonor him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that not how it is today? When many people around about us would say they honor the Father in heaven, but yet at the same time, they make light of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot honor the Father and dishonor the Son. For if you dishonor the Son, in turn, you dishonor the Father. They are equal as the life-giving one, the source of life, eternal life. They're equal as we see that the Father has given the judgment over to the Son. They are equal as we see as in their works, as the Creator and so on. And yet we see here they are also equal in honor. We cannot accept the Father and reject the Son. There are ones today that would claim to be following God, yet they would reject the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, they dishonor the Son. We could turn over to 1 John and pick up in chapter 2, verse 21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father. So we see over here also in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. My friend, to have eternal life, to have peace with God, is only through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John goes on to say, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Along with John writing here in the epistles and in the Gospel of John, to honor the Father, you must first honor the Son. For it was the Father that sent his Son, and he came from glory, and he left the realms of glory, and was willing to pay the price of your sin and mine. And without receiving the work of the Son, as the Father received it, the Father put his stamp of approval upon it when we see that he raised the Son, the resurrection upon the third day, showed his approval of that perfect sacrifice. We see how the Good Shepherd gave his life for the sheep. We that know Christ as our Savior, we are his sheep. We see how he gave himself for the world, yet we see how Paul said he gave himself for me. He gave himself for individuals. Like Paul, like you, and like me. But to receive eternal life, we can not only honor just the name of God the Father, we must honor his Son, the one who paid for your sin upon the cross of Calvary. As we close today, we've been looking at Gospel of John chapter 5 and how that the Son of God is equal in honor with the Father. This is Mike Moody, and hope that you'll be with us next week for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.